So go back to 1937, before we were born. June 23rd, as I was praying before the Most Blessed Sacrament, my physical sufferings ceased suddenly, and I heard these words, voice in my soul. You see, I can give you everything in one moment. I'm not constrained by any law. So because the previous moment, so painful, all the 5 points of the stigmata, so painful, and suddenly gone. So Jesus, anytime. June 24th, after Holy Communion, I heard these words. Know, my daughter, that in one moment I can give you everything that is needed for the fulfillment of this task. So she's worried about how to fulfill the desire of Jesus, not that the celebration of divine mercy. So still hanging around, worried so much. After these words, an extraordinary light remained in my soul, and all God's demands seemed to me to be so simple that even a little child could carry them out. Before, well, couldn't sleep for light. God's powerful. Eh? June 27th, today, I saw the convent of the new congregation. It was a large and spacious building. She still. I went from room to room, observing everything. I saw that God's providence had provided for all that was necessary. The persons living in this convent were still wearing lay clothes, aspiring. But authority, religious spirit reigned there, and I was organizing everything just as the Lord wanted. All of a sudden, I heard the rebuke from one of our sisters. Sister, how can you carry out such works? I answered that it was not I, but the Lord working through me, and that I had the authorization for everything. During Mass, I received light and profound understanding concerning this whole work, and not a shadow of a doubt remained in my soul. The Lord gave me knowledge of His will under 3 aspects, so to speak, but it all comes down to me. The first is that souls separated from the world will burn as an offering before God's throne and beg for mercy for the whole world. And by their entreaties, they will obtain blessings for praise, and through their prayers, prepare the world for the final coming of Jesus. The second is prayer joined to the act of mercy. In particular, they will defend the souls of children against the spirit of evil. Prayer and merciful deeds are all that will be required of these souls. Even the poorest persons can be admitted to their number. In this egoistic world, they will try to rouse up love, the mercy of Jesus. The third is prayer and deeds of mercy, without any obligation of taking vows. But by doing this, these persons will have a share in all the merits and privileges of the whole congregation. Everyone in the world can belong to this group. So she's going to start this group of divine mercy. The whole wide world belongs to this, their prayer, under their prayer. A member of this group ought to perform at least 1 act of mercy a day. At least one. But there can be many more, for such deeds can easily be carried out by anyone, even the very poorest. For there are 3 ways of performing an act of mercy. the merciful word, the forgiving and comforting by words. Secondly, if you can offer no word, then prayer. That too is mercy. And thirdly, deeds of mercy. And when the last day comes, we shall be judged from this. And on these basis, we shall receive eternal verdict. The three ways. By word, by prayer, by deeds. Words, consolation for people. By words, but deeds, no. Words and deeds, doing, helping people. Lastly, prayer. So the three ways to help a person who is in need. God's floodgates have been opened for us. Let us want to take advantage of them before the day of God's justice arrives. And that will be a dreadful day. You remember from St. Matthew, no? Chapter 25, the last day, the judgment, the Jesus asked, when I'm hungry, you feed me. When I'm sick, you heal me. When I'm
thirsty,
you drink me. When I'm no house, you house me. When I'm sick, when I'm in prison, you visit me. In hospital, you visit me. All. When once I asked the Lord Jesus how he could tolerate so many sins, it's a good question, and crimes, and not punish them. How can you let them be free and then killing, in IS, they're still killing, cutting the head and then burning the hostage? How? Why? And not punish them. They're still alive. The Lord answered me, listen, I have eternity for punishing these. And so I'm prolonging the time of mercy for the sake of sinners. If they don't convert, they don't change, they have eternity for pain. Just God has given us chance to convert. So many times you just want the airplane to strike back. If they die, they might go to hell. If give them some time, let them commit act of contrition. But woe to them if they do not recognize this time of my visitation. My daughter, secretary of my mercy, a duty is not only to write about and proclaim my mercy, but also to beg for this grace for them. So, not only just writing, pray for them, do something good, talk to them. No. You have to beg, to ask special grace for them. So that they too may glorify my mercy. And that's how our business. Many people say, why don't we just kill them, all those IS? Today, my soul suffered such agony that I began to complain to the Lord Jesus. Jesus, how can you leave me alone? I cannot take even one step forward by myself. You have taken my confessor away, and you yourself now hiding from me. Surely, you know, Jesus, that of myself I know nothing but how to waste your graces. Jesus, you must arrange things so that Father Andreas will return. But anguish persisted. She's arguing with Jesus. Why? take away this, then no, no, no. She's a fighter. It occurred to me to go to some priest and tell him of my anguish, as well as some various inspirations, that he might resolve them for me. And I shared this idea with Mother Superior. Mother replied, "I understand, sister, that you are going through a difficult time. But at present, I really do not know of any priest who would be suitable for you. Special case, special people, and special treatment. At that rate, at any rate, Father Andres will be returning soon. So for now, go and tell everything to the Lord Jesus. Before you can tell the priest, tell Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. If nobody can understand you, at least you tell Jesus for the time being. At least you've got someone to understand you." When I went to talk with the Lord for a while, I had a voice in my soul. "My, I will not give you the grace to reveal yourself to someone else, and even if you did bear yourself, I will not give that priest the grace needed to understand you. At this time, it is my desire that you put up with yourself patiently. My daughter, it is not my will that you should tell everybody about the gifts I have granted you. I have entrusted you to the care of the friend of my heart, and under his direction, your soul will bloom. I have given him light to recognize my life in your soul." So Jesus is asking her to be patient. "I'm not asking you to ask only any priest and then tell them and then what they can tell you." So Jesus said, "I just only reveal to the priest that I like, and you talk to him. For the time being, patient." At times she's patient, and many times we are impatient. We want to get a solution at once, finish. Another friend. "My daughter, when I was before Herod, I obtained a grace for you." 2,000 years before, Jesus already begging this grace for Faustina. Imagine, from eternity, God loves us. If the same to her, it's same to us. Before Herod, he begged grace for her, a special mission. But also in Jesus' mind, we are there. We were there before we were born. "My daughter, when I was before Herod, I obtained the grace for you, namely that you would be able to rise above human scorn and follow faithfully in my footsteps." You can imagine so much against her. "Be silent when they do not want to acknowledge your truth, because it is then that you speak more eloquently. So don't worry. Even you cannot respond well, answer question well, they will understand. Not because you answer, because your silence speaks stronger than words." It's quite wonderful. Silence is gold. Speech is only silver. "Notice, my daughter, if you strive for perfection, you will sanctify many souls. If you are a saint, many people will be a saint." She's not a priest, eh? She's just a nun in the convent. No outside connection. But she said, "If you strive for perfection, you will sanctify many souls." Sister. Especially for Faustina. "And if you do not strive for sanity, but the same token, many souls will remain imperfect." So it's so important. Though you're in convent, we don't work so much as a missionary to Africa, to Australia, to spread gospel. Stay where you are. If you remain faithful to the Lord, and many people will save. You'll be saved. Note that the perfection will depend on your perfection. And the greater part of the responsibility for these souls will fall on you. So if you do bad, you affect them. So it's related. Don't tell yourself, well, this is my business. It seems Jesus, for Jesus, nothing is your own business. It's His business. If you do bad, you do something bad for His business. Then He said to me, "Do not fear, my child, but remain faithful only to my grace." So, you know, when you heard this, heard Jesus in all these words, what I can do? She has no spiritual director, and I should be patient. And she can't speak words, silence be stronger. Satan has admitted to me that I am the object of his hatred. When you go come close to the Lord, Satan is there. So, I'm not saying that we are not safe, but you need more grace to protect you. The more you come to Jesus, the more hatred from demon. They will do all their best to destroy your good desire, your action. Give you, okay, today I feel weak. Stay home better. Oh, this prayer is too long. Better next time. Oh, I don't feel good today. Postpone. You know, Satan won't ask you, stop. Of course, you won't listen. But you just lean in and say, come on, today, I said, really, or just tomorrow, a little bit later. You know? Satan has submitted to me. That means he has conversation with Satan also. You know? Many times he talked to Shilevan, right? She didn't write here. Admitted to me that I am the object of his hatred. He said that 1,000 souls do me less harm than you do when you speak of the great mercy of the Almighty One. Because she spread the good news of the good divine mercy. It saves so many people. So the Satan wanted to stop speaking. Stop her from speaking. Putting people against her. Persecuted. The greatest sinners regain confidence and return to God. And I lose everything. That's what the word of Satan. But what is more, you persecute me personally with that unfathomable mercy of the Mighty One. So she's always trusting the divine mercy. It hurts the devil. The devil is afraid of Jesus. So keep this divine mercy in your heart. If you're a figure, put it, you know, in your wallet when before you go to bed. Jesus, protect me. When you have him, the Satan is close by. 2 or 3 or 5 or 7. You remember once Jesus says, once you cast away one demon, 7 more or stronger come back. It's really mean. I took notes of the great hatred Satan has for the mercy of God. He does not want to acknowledge that God is good. Because Satan choose not to love. What is not love is demon. So all our temptation just to become less love. God is love. And they are the angels before. Because I remember once they know that the second person of Jesus will become man. So these angels rebel. Why we are so glorious? Why we become man? Ridiculous. How can I obey you? So they become, they go against God. That becomes devil. Whatever is not love is from the evil spirit. So it's always striking. And that's why Jesus, through this image, tell the whole wide world, whatever you ask, especially before the dying person, my grace is there. Trust. You know, the word trust is very important. Although it's written in Chinese, but this, you understand, it's trust. In Chinese word, it means sunai. Sunai. Trust. The Chinese word. Trust. Simple, but also you have to bear in mind, life is not easy. You can find so many times we are tempted against this person or that person, some ideas coming, I don't know where from, but even the people look and annoy you. Why today is you? You are all this mirrors, and then you have no peace. Then you won't say your prayer in a good way, and just rushing. You don't have a heart. You are disturbed. June 29th, 1937, the feast day of St. Peter. During breakfast today, for Andreas greeted the whole community by telephone. He is already back from Rome, and this very afternoon, he came to see us. The professed sisters, the novices, and both groups of students assembled in the quadrangle and the place, the girls' playground in front of the building, and waited for our dear father. The children welcomed him with songs and poems, and then we asked him to tell us about Rome and the many beautiful things he had seen there. He spoke for over 2 hours, and because of this, there was no time left to talk in private. So expecting to see private, to talk with Father Andres, no time. Today, my soul entered into close union with the Lord. He made known to me how I should always abandon myself to His holy will. Now, this is the will of God. You cannot talk to Andres. You must be settled. But then she went, why don't ask me any questions? Come on, stop questioning. My time. The word. In my moment, I can give you more than you are able to desire. Word of Jesus to her. Don't worry. June 30th, 1937. Today, the Lord said to me, I wanted to exalt this congregation many times, but I'm unable to do so because of its pride. Know, my daughter, that I do not grant my graces to proud souls, and I even take away from them the graces I have granted. I don't know what does it mean. Today, Sister Yolanda asked me to make an agreement with her. She will pray for me, and I'm praying for the girls in her class in Vilnius. And for me, I always pray for our work, but I've resolved to pray for the class in Vilnius for 2 months. And Sister Yolanda will say three Hail Mary to the incarnate word every day for the intention that I might profit from God's grace. Our friendship has deepened. So she prayed for her class students, and she prayed for her intention. Exchange of gifts. July 1st, 1937, the month of July. Today, during the Angelus, the Lord gave me an understanding of God's incomprehensible love for people. He lifts us up to His very Godhead. His only motives are love and freedomless mercy. Though you make known the mercy to us through an angel, you yourself carry it out. In spite of the profound peace my soul is enjoying, I'm struggling continuously, and it is often a hard-fought battle for me to walk faithfully along my path. That is the path which the Lord Jesus wants me to follow. And my path is to be faithful to the will of God in all things and all times, especially by being faithful to inner inspiration in order to be a receptive instrument in God's hands for the carrying out of the work of His faithless mercy. June 4th, 37, first Sunday of the month. Well, next time. Remain next time. It's very important, no? Remember the two. Consolation for people, helping people. Words, deeds, prayer. You know, the merciful things to people, consolation, gives up good words. If you can, good words, at least actions, your smile, helping hand, and then you can, if people can accept you, at least pray for. No rejection of any people, eh? No rejection.